Were not our hearts burning within us? Well, frankly, sometimes our hearts aren't burning within us. Sometimes our hearts have grown a little bit cold. Sometimes we don't even have the desire to pray, to really talk with God. And that can graduate to a coolness that even results in our missing Mass, like the obligatory Sunday Mass or Saturday night. This kind of coolness of heart can have a lot of reasons behind it, but very often it's something similar to why these two disciples were leaving Jerusalem. Remember what had just happened. Jesus had died. Now his body had disappeared. And, you know, they're reporting that, you know, the tomb is empty, but him they did not see. It's very clear. In other words, what's going on here? Why would they leave Jerusalem? The same reason why the 11 were hunkering down in a safe room. Their leader had just been killed. One of their own had betrayed Jesus and then taken his life. Nine of them weren't even there at the cross. One denied him, only John, as is depicted in our rood cross. We have John on the left-hand side, my left, your right. Only John remained. We have a lot of people who were confused, fearful. There is obvious division, and there seems to be a lack of trust in Jesus' plan. This caused them, yes, to huddle around, but we don't see them praying. We don't see them invoking upon, you know, God's mercy. Jesus literally has to break into their midst. Isn't that an amazing thing? These two that are walking away, he literally has to appear to them. And, of course, they don't recognize him. He is either disguised or it's their fault. We don't know which one. But what is his first act? Jesus' first act is to get them to admit where they are. They are walking away from Jerusalem, and you can kind of tell, are you the only one that doesn't know what's taken place? You know, how he was a prophet. Jesus was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, and then he was handed over to sentence of death and was crucified. We were hoping that he would be the one. They were even barely believing, probably not even believing at this point. Here's the important thing, is that you and I, at different times, we're every single one of these disciples. Sometimes we are loyal like John, beloved, loyal, faithful, courageous. But sometimes we're like almost all the other 11, sorry, and these two guys, where we do things that are self-destructive because we don't have the kind of faith we need in the midst of a time of confusion and fear. Maybe it's something in church that's caused us a bit of scandal, like we're scandalized by, just as they didn't have an apparent lack of faith, the 11 apostles, 11 of them at least, had some kind of lack of faith, that would cause you and I to have a kind of scandalous reaction, like even the leaders don't have faith. So when we see things in the church where the humanness of the church comes through, that can be an excuse to go, you know what? I'm just not motivated to pray. Our own sins, the devil would love us to get to go off into la-la land instead of really doing our prayers, instead of really engaging. Or the devil would like us to just deny that we're doing anything wrong. But the real thing is that you and I have to do what Jesus did for these two disciples. He got them to admit where they were. They were on the path away from the church. They were on the path, in a sense, away from God. My brothers and sisters, that's the first step to returning, is just realizing, where am I? Where am I? What is my state of mind? What is my state of heart? Am I truly yearning for God? Am I truly loving? Am I truly believing? Or am I avoiding? Am I being just, I'm just not engaged? Am I being even false? Like, I only bring my goody two-shoes person to Mass? You know, where it's like, okay, I've been good for a day. I can go to Mass. I feel kind of good. I'm going to try to be positive. But we're not bringing the garbage that happened Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're not bringing our true selves. So my brothers and sisters, what this beautiful gospel story, not just a story, what this gospel pericope says is that our Lord is yearning to help us to know where we're at. Where are we really? Are we kind of running away from him? Are we kind of running away from the church? Are we in a state of confusion or fear? Are we in a state of division from our loved ones? Are we running away from prayer in general, from church in particular? He wants us to know where we're at. Because if we don't know where we're at, we won't turn around. We won't see Jesus. He'll literally be blind to us. And we need to have that sense of, as soon as we realize where we're at, Jesus, you've been with me the entire time. Stay with me. Notice that's what they do. They don't know he's Jesus yet until the breaking of the bread. But they're saying, this is something special. Stay. Keep praying. And so, the message is clear, my brothers and sisters. Let us make sure that we ask for the Holy Spirit to enlighten us. Lord, you know, may I really know where I'm at, what my intentions are, whether or not I'm really giving myself to you, so that I can stop and say, stay with me, Lord. I know you've been with me. Stay with me, transform me, invite me back to loving you, to receiving your mercy. Invite me to realizing who I am, so that I know all the more what you are for me. The two recounted what had taken place on the way, and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.